David, your thoughts on today's 2-0 win here at a very wet Windsor Park?
Yes, very wet. Not as wet and windy as Tuesday night at Seaview, though. So, obviously, initial reaction straight after the game is pleased with the result, pleased with the performance. I thought the players were very good today. Others might think differently, but we kept going, we kept trying to play, we kept trying to open them up. Sometimes it's difficult when there's 9-10 people behind the ball in the first half. Yeah, I would have loved to score in the first 15, 20, 25 minutes to open the game up even more, but credit the players, they kept plugging away. We got a moment of class by the first goal by Jordan, and it was a crucial goal for us.
Patience was the key, wasn't it? And just hoping that goal would come, and you know, came at a good time, of course. You know.
Yeah, you always hope. But with the players that we have on the pitch, you know, you got to think positively. I think somebody, one of them, is going to open it up. Jordan finally did today. But we kept going. You know, difficult conditions coming off the back of a couple of tough games away to Glenavon, away to Crusaders, and so credit the players today. They kept going. They knuckled down, and certainly deserved to win the game. We had so many. I wouldn't say clear-cut opportunities. We had so many times in the final third. We hit the bar a couple of times. But we certainly got our just rewards, that's for sure.
And once you get one, you want the second. And thankfully, the second one came along today. Another Josh Robinson effort.
Yeah, Josh again. I spoke a number of weeks on here. Josh, with his dominance in the air, should be scoring more goals. But the second one's always a crucial goal. You know, the first one opens it up. What you don't want to do is sort of switch off and leave the door open and give Institute an opportunity. Fair play to Institute, they work the socks off. I know, speaking to Kevin, their manager, after, there's three or four that they're missing through injury, suspension, whatever else. So good luck to them going forward, especially on Tuesday. But we took care of our own business here, and the players went about it in a very professional manner today.
And great to see Joel Cooper back in the starting lineup today too.
Yes, good to have Joel back. Joel's been a miss from the cup final. A couple of little issues off the pitch in terms of health, which I think people were starting to sort of guess and sort of see. So me as a manager, it's important that we as a club and the manager, the doctor and everybody else, the experts, make sure that everything's done right before we can get Joel back on the pitch today. He gave us 60 odd minutes today. He probably seemed a little bit flat in his own sort of sharpness, but he's always a threat every time he picks a ball up. He gives us that out ball, he gives us that threat, and I said it was pleasing to have him back on board today.
It's another game ticked off. It's a great position to be in the league table, but you know, it's just another 3 points towards our end of season target, isn't it?
3 points, another 3 points up for grabs against Dungannon on Friday night. We've been down there twice this year, so we know how difficult it can be, especially if the conditions and the pitch aren't at its best. So we'll go down, we'll need a big strong Linfield performance, attitude right, mentality right, Friday night. It will be a tough game, they always are, especially if it's on TV. So we need to make sure that we're doing it right. We'll train hopefully properly, get the majority, there's two or three others in and around at the minute. O'Connor will go away with the international squad, as will McLean, so we're going to miss them too. But there's going to be others available. Stevie Fallon's nearing a comeback, with Larkin Ford itching in and around to get some game time. So Kirk Miller will be back from suspension, so we can welcome some of these players back now to make sure that they're not only adding to the squad, but hopefully going to give us some from now, from the Dungannon game leading into the last game against Coleraine in the split.
It's six games to go, but it is one game at a time, and there's a lot to play for here, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot to play for. The players are aware of that. I think there was maybe a wee bit of edginess, a wee bit of tentativeness before the game, which is natural. A lot of the players, the good thing for me is a lot of the players, the Mulgrews, the Calligers, the Waterworths, you know, right down the spine of the team, they've all been here, they've all seen it, they've done it. And again, was it a free-flowing 5-star performance today? Not really. But the players have given everything, and we got the deserved result in the end.
Well done today, David.
Thanks, Andy.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
I will do.